We are learning Mesechtas Chulin Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. We are starting a brand new perek, Perek Kol HaBosar. Now, Perek Kol HaBosar discusses the Isra of Bosar B'Cholov, which we have in the Torah three times. It says, Loy Sevashal Gedi B'Chalev Imoy. And we'll see, as we learn the perek, there are different drushes from the three times of Loy Sevashal Gedi B'Chalev Imoy. But there's an Isra to cook Bosar and Cholov together and to eat it. There's an Isra Achila. One of the reasons why you have three psukim is that there's an Issa Achila, an Issa Hana, you can't benefit from it, you can't give it to your cleaning help, you can't give it to an animal, because Issa Hana. So it's an Issa Hana, and it's also Issa Bishul. Even if you want to go to cooking school and cook Basar V'Cholov, not eat it, there's a problem, because you're cooking Basar V'Cholov, there's an Issa Bishul. So there's three assumes, Issa Achila, Issa Bishul, and Issa Hana. Let's see the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Kol HaBasar Asu L'Vasar V'Cholov. Any meat, which means Sai, a behema, chaya, oif, even though the Torah says gedi, slav dafka, maybe that's what it means, slav dafka, we'll see in the Gemara, maybe it means the Rabbanon only, but all basar, which means meat or chicken, also levasha b'cholav, you're not allowed to cook with milk. Chutz basar dogim v'chagavim, the only exception is fish and grasshoppers, that is mutter to cook together with. Milk is not a problem. That's not called meat. Meat is only behema, chaya, oif. Number two, not only can't you cook it together, you can't even put it on the same table. You can't put basar with cheese on the shulchan, besides basar dogim v'chagavim, which is a little bit of a kal v'chaim already, like Tosfos points out, that if you're ready, you can't, you're allowed to cook with basar dogim v'chagavim, of course, like put it on the table. But the first half is a chiddush, that you're not allowed to bring gvina on the table together with the basa. Now, why can't you bring gvina on the table with the basa? So Rashi says they might touch each other, which the Gemara later on is mevuyah, which means you might bring a boiling piece of meat onto the table, and if you have gvina there, you'll sprinkle some cheese on it, and then it's going to cook, and it's going to be issa deraisa of basa v'chalav. Therefore, you're not allowed to bring gvina onto the table. But I'm sure it's bothering you that why does the Mishnah start off Kol HaBasar Asu L'Vashal B'Cholav? You're not allowed to cook with milk. And it says, Asu L'Vashal B'Cholav Gvina. You can't put a Gvina on the table. We're not talking about milk. Why are you running to cheese now? Where did cheese come in? We're talking about milk. Why say Gvina? It's a very good question. Dr. Rashash, Achidish Lahalach. Dr. Rashash, Achari Yifle Madua Shavik Lishto D'Cholav De Pasach Bey Vugam came lishta dekra. First of all, chalav it said in the minig race of Mishnah. Also, chalav is a pasuk. It's vashar gadi b'chalev imay. Why run to gvina? Who asked you to talk about all them cheese now? But not gonna gvina. But luim shtefina would say like this. Dafka gvina. He says, chalav, could you bring milk on the table? Just milk? No. You bring it in a cup. You bring milk in a cup. If you bring milk in a cup, there's less of a chance that it's get mixed up with the meat. He wants to say chiddush lahalacha. The whole iser to have milk and meat on the same table is only on cheese. Something that could be there loose. But something that's in a cup, which is milk, which is noisy, is not a problem to have it on the table. That's what I want to tell you. Lumis fina halacha. Someone has a baby bottle, and the baby has milk or milk formula, and you want to put it on the table together with your steak meal. Is it mutter or not? How do I know? It's a small baby. Now it's an eniklik baby. What do you do? So it's a shayla, right? Chayfir Rishash b'mutta. Zok the Rishash inside. The ilu cholav shu noizli ve'im malon oise ela bekli lo yehave ke'im tvisa achas l'lekamon. And he says again later on, the cholav that I did kli afilu b'basa. He says also, you won't have to wash your hands. He wants to tie. Now we'll see later on that after you eat gvina, you have to wash your hands. So he says, no, after I drink a coffee, I won't have to wash my hands. You know the halacha is, after you eat cheese, besides washing your mouth out, you have to wash your hands before you eat basa. What about when you drink a coffee? Do you have to wash your hands first? I don't think there's nothing like that, because you were eating with a cup. Maybe you go like the Rishash, you drink it with a cup. Come on, it's a Murray the Gechidish. The Rishash runs out from the Mishnah. Talk to Mishnah Vaita, topic of Dal Manalv. I know you do in a basar. Some makes a net, he's not going to eat meat. He's on a diet, he's not going to eat meat. Mutter a basar dog of a chagavim. Mutter a basar dog of a chagavim, because fish and grasshoppers are not called basar. Talk to Gemara. Because by Ned, we go by Lashon Adam, and that's not called basa. Zot the Gemara. Send the ratio of the Mishnah, call a basa, also a vashal, b'cholav. Sounds like a deraisa. That sounds like you can't cook any basa, including chicken, with cholav. Ha oif, also a deraisa. It's mashma, oif is also a deraisa. Come on, this is the like Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva, oif, ain't a minatayra. According to Rabbi Kiva, he says, that Chayiv Oif is not Min HaTorah. When the Torah says Gedi, it means Dafka Gedi, and Chayiv Oif is only Min HaRabbanan. So our Mishnah doesn't sound like Rabbi Akiva, because our Mishnah says, Kol HaBasa Oslo V'Ashmachal, sounds like the Raisa. So our Raisa Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Eimer Seifa, it says in the Seifa, Anoidim and HaBasa, Mut HaBasa Dogim HaGavim. Someone makes a neder from Basa, he's Mut to eat Basa Dogim and Basa HaGavim. HaOif, Asa. But Oif is included in the neder. Who is that like? Also in Rabbi Akiva. That's also that's the yet like Rabbi Akiva. Da'ama komili de milo chashliach bar minu is the min. We'll speak of that outside first. That's pashut that when someone asks, goes into the store, can I have 4 pounds of meat? They're not going to give them chicken. Everyone knows meat means basa behema. But there's another thing that's like a gray area. What's a gray area? Rabbi Akiva is mechadish. Anything that you come back and tell the person, I don't have this, so I have that, it means it's included in that category, at least. For example, you send your shliach to go to the store to buy me some meat for, I'm making a grill and buy me some meat. He won't come back and say, I found some salmon. He's not going to say that. But he'll come back and say, they added meet, but they have chicken. He will say that. Zokar Akiva, that's a raya, that included in basar is chicken. It's not mamish basar, but it's included in the category. Same thing about your rockets. That vegetables mean tomatoes and cucumbers, gourds, which are squash, is not so posh. Cucumbers might be a squash. So it's going to be, vegetables mean tomatoes and, I don't know, peppers. But gourds, not so posh, it's a vegetable. But the guy will come back and tell you, they don't have any tomatoes, but they have gourds. They have, some pumpkins and squash. So that's a raya. It's part of the Yerek family. So that's a Rekiva Shita. So don't worry about it again. Ema Seifa, Noit, Mena Basa, Mutta Basa, Dagam, Gavma, Oif is Asa, it's Kluder Basa, Asa, Mera Rabbi Kiva, Dama, Kol, Mila, Dimelecha, Shliach. Anything the shliach comes back and asks you about, bar minu, it's ksidah min. The Tanan learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah in Masechtas Nedarim. I know even a Yerek, someone makes a neder from a vegetable, mutta bedlum, mutta and glum, mutta and gourds. Rabbi Kiva also, Kiva is also. Amr lo Rabbi Kiva, so they said to Rabbi Kiva, lo ima adam ustuche kach lanu Yerek. Go buy me some Yerek. Vu ima lo ima tzasi yali delum. He says, I didn't find the Yerek, it's only delum. So it's a raya, it's not a Yerek. No, Kainadava. That's the riot, it is the Yarek. Klum Aimalim with Sosla Kitneus. When he comes back, he says, I didn't find any peppers, but I found lima beans. Well, there's no sheikhs. Elo, why is it Dulum? Shalum Khal Yarak. Vain Kidnis Khal Yarak. So forget it's a riot to me. So what's the kasha? The Reisha says that Oif is awesome at the Raisa. That's not like Rabbi Kiva. Reisha Rabbanon. The Sefer says Noid Rabasa is awesome Oif is Rabbi Kiva. So Reisha Rabbanon, Sefer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosef, yes. Rebbe, the Tan of our Mishnah is Rebbe. Venos of law, Liba de Tanoi, and he went to Liba de Tanoi. But Nadarim saw the Rabbi Kiva. By the Darim, he also grabbed a Kiva, and therefore he holds that included in Basar is Oif. But Basar Machalov saw the Rabbana, and that he holds that Oif is also Midaraisa. That's one Terence. Rav Ashi Yamano, everything stems. Kula Rabbi Kivi. Welcome, I'd raise to the Mishnah. Kala Basar also of Asmachalov. All Basar, which means Behema, Chaya, Oif is also Vasuchalov. Mehemed Divrei Torah, which is Behema. Well, Mehemed Divrei Seferim, some are the Rabban. Chutz of Basa, Dog, Machagov, Mashain, the Lord of Divrei Torah, besides for fish and grasshoppers, that's not Medivrei Torah or Medivrei Seferim. That there, even with the Rabban, it's Mutter to have. Something more of Aiter. It says, Va'aso Lahalos, which presumably means also Basa Oif also can't put on the same table as Gavina. The same table. So Amar Rav Yosef, Shema Mina, Basa Oif Becholov is Daraisa, and not like Rav Ashi's Terence. We should see from here that Basa Oif is Daraisa. Why? The Yisaka died the Rabbanon, if Basa Oif Becholov is only the Rabbanon, Achila Gufa Gzeira, the whole Isser to eat the Basa Oif, the chicken with milk would be the Rabbanon. We're going to make a Gzeira like Gzeira? The Yisaka died the Rabbanon, Achila Gufa Gzeira, Vran Nigzer Hala Otu Achila? We're going to make a halal to achila, and achila itself is the Rabbanon. So he says, it must be, our Mishnah holds, basa oif b'chalav is the raisa. So Amar says, how do you know that you don't say gzera l'gzera? Menot heimra l'gzerin and gzera l'gzera. How do you don't say gzera l'gzera? Now, Tosis points out that b'kamba m'kaimus oma higuf gzera v'nan gzera l'gzera. And we don't ask, where the raya is from. So he says, it says here it's different. Here, you can't be Madama one Xera to another Xera, and certain times the Shas will ask the question, not ask the question. Here, the Gemara wants to know, where do you know you don't make a Xera like Xera? The Tanah, I went to the Mishnah, a similar case. The halach is that Chala, Hafrosha's Chala, it goes to the Kayan. Now, a Kayan can't feed that to a Zar. A Zar is not allowed to eat that Chala. So it says in the Mishnah, Mesechtes challah like this. Challahs chutz la'aretz necheles. The challahs are only midrabbanan. Challah and chutz are only midrabbanan. So necheles on topic of dalam beis in my zara al shulchan. The kohen eat it together with the zara on the table. You're not worried zara might eat from it because it's a gzeira l'gzeira. V'netenes the whole kohen shiurta. Another halacha is which not a gerar gemara is that usually you're not allowed to give a kohen ma'aretz challah. Why? Because you might not eat it betaira. You might eat it betuma. Mashaikin chaos chutz la'aretz, which already is only there are bono and there, we're not so makpid, we give it to even a kohen ma'aretz. But what do you see from here? That you're allowed to eat it on the same table as the czar. Why? Make a gzera, might eat from it. There's a gzera, gzera. The whole chaos chutz la'aretz also there are bono. And you don't make gzera, gzera. So whereas kash is like this. It says in our Mishnah, you're not allowed to bring gavina on the same table as chicken. You can't have cheese. What's the problem? Even if you eat it together, it's the rabbanon. So it's a gzera, gzera. That's the kasha.
The kasha is the
raya,
it's not the...
Oh, it's a raya, that's... Oh, if it's the raya, it's a raya, it's kasha, really, Rav Ashi, but yeah. It's a raya, that's... Oh, it's the raya. So Dr. Gemara, it's not a raya. Really, it's only the rabbanon. And I'm still going to tell you, it's choluk from Masech Taschal. I'll tell you why. Only by a bishlam, me'iyah, shmina, and chalas, chutzlarz, ba'aretz. If the Mishnah told you that chalas chutzlarz in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to eat at the same table as the czar, the ikla migzam shem chalas aretz, the araisa, v'loy gazrinon, and there you have chalas Eretz Yisrael around, and saying not gezer, ikla mashma minei. Elo, but it doesn't say that. It's talking in chutzlarz. Mishu lekla migzahu. He says there's no chash whatsoever there of ever coming to a deraisa. Because you're sitting in America, eating challah together with the czar, there's no way it's ever going to come to a deraisa. But if it would be in Eretz Yisrael, maybe Taka there would be also. Because there may be someone's going to eat challah to Eretz Yisrael, of Yasa. Zokt Abaya over here, of a hochi, shoris le lasuki oife gvina, also lasuki basur gvina, umeche basvachal deraisa. This gzera could cause you to eat a deraisa right here and then, on the same table. If you're going to let you bring chicken on the table, he's going to bring hamburgers on the table also, and you're going to have gvina and hamburger on the same table, and you come to a deraisa. So the bottom line is, the question was, that's a gzera gzera. The Gemara says, no, something to make gzera gzera. Something to make, it's called chulachal, the gzera makes gzera. Aye, but chalat says not, had a raya, I brought your raya. No, chalat different. There, it's not possible to come to the deraisa. There's no deraisa around. Here in everyone's house, you have the rice around, you have meat. And therefore, vada basa oif is the rabbana. But the regoizer ought to basa behemoth because it's possible to come to a deraisa. Freit the Gemara, yeah? It's possible to come to the deraisa when I eat together gavina and basa on the same table? There's no issa deraisa. You know, I eat cheese and meat together. But it's not an issa deraisa to eat cheese and meat together. Freit the Gemara, mask of Lorav Sheshes, soif, tzoinim, tzoinu. It's the two things that are called together. It's also the rabbana, not also the deraisa. Not possible to come to the deraisa. Amabaya, gzeira, shema, yala, be'ilfes, rasech. The Gemara first order meant a plate. I might have a plate with boiling hot rib steak, and I'm sprinkling some cheese on it. And that already it will be a shiloh bishel, a deraisa. For example, no, so it's a cliche. It's a cliche. Cliche is not a mavashel. Cliche is not a mavashel. But I take rib steak, that's a great example because there is a sheet in the rishonim, the whole dava gush, is considered a clear rishon. So the example would be is I have a goulash. Or chicken soup. I have chicken soup, and I put it into my bowl. It's a cliche, so I sprinkle some cheese on it. It's not going to be dry either. Chicken soup, grass, derivan, chicken, a meat stew soup. So there, it's only cliche. It's not come to deraisa. Alexeira, shema yal, but ilfas rishay. Maybe you're bringing the actual pot to the table. Word, you're bringing the actual pot to the table and sprinkle cheese in it, and that'll be a deraisa. So more basically, wants to know where is the chash deraisa? The chash deraisa is you might bring a clear rishay to the table and sprinkle cheese in it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Not a touching means putting it in, not touching it, whatever. It might touch by my mistake, or you might even do it on purpose. Rashi is. Right. Here, also milk is something that you'll realize in a keli. You're right. Don't I touch it? You're right. Because I said by clear, the Rashash, there's Dafkanagan, very good. Yeah. Her fear Rashash is told you might touch by mistake, and there will be a keli. Or the word is, yeah, or you might touch both things. You're right. There has to be touch. Not you're actually being sprinkled in. I'm being a little dramatic. But actually, when you're just going to put it in, 100%. So the bottom line is that we didn't bring a raya anyway, one way or another way. We still have machlekes in the Mishnah. If it's the rice, the rabbanon, so machlekes, Rav Ashi, and the first teretz of the Gemara before, Rav Yosef. If it's the rice, the rabbanon. But the bottom line is, we're saying that you know how to bring gvina on the table is because it's shash, the rice, because you might put it next to the hot boiling pot and it'll cook each other and put it in the pot. It's not like you put it in the pot, by the way. But since you're holding the gvina itself in your hand, not the cup, you might put it into the pot and therefore might become a deraisa, that's a gzeira, putting both on the table. So far we learned in our Mishnah two isurim, Isser Bishel and the Isser derabanan of lahalos gvina al shulchan, which we said even applies to us, even though it's a gzeira, because since it's possible to come to the deraisa, they made here a gzeira.